Winter is coming. It's here. It's here in Green Bay. So that's definitely going to have an effect on the game. Not everybody in this locker room is from the great state of Wisconsin, but we do practice in it and live in it. So I think we're going to be a little bit better at adapting initially to it. But once the game starts, it's about who can execute in the cold weather. It does some different things to the football, and it's about taking care of the football in the playoffs and making some big plays.
Yeah, we live in it. We're around it. I don't think you ever get used to it. I'm sure you guys that have lived here, some of you guys have probably lived here your whole lives. You don't get used to it being -5 or whatever it is. But, I think especially guys that are handling the ball, of course, it's huge for them to be out there catching the ball, throwing it, snapper, punter, kicker, everything. For us, it helps, but I think everybody's going to be cold. It's not going to be any different for either team, regardless of where they're coming from. They're still going to be cold, and so are we. So it's whoever handles it best.
Your hands are cold. The ball's hard. It stings a little bit. And there's a little adjustment to it. I don't think they'll have a problem. But like you said, we're used to it. We'll practice outside these next couple of days, and we have for the last few weeks. So it's something, I think, a little bit to our advantage because we've been here. But, again, just like anything, it's not going to win the game for us.
In the end, weather may or may not play a factor in the game. When it comes down to it, you just have to do what you got to do and focus in on the plays that's called and take care of that.
I like to think so. Anytime you're playing at home, it's kind of like you're playing downhill. That's how I feel. So, get them at home. So the crowd's going to be rowdy. It's going to be cold. It's going to be football and Lambeau in January. So the place is going to be rocking.